catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hi Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day Mick, g'day Jane.
Hope you had a good weekend, you did, whatever you didn't do, whatever you allowed to do. We're still in the middle of it, but don't you worry about that. Plenty happening around the world for us to get into. Apocalypse Watch, up and running, Trump. We've watched him closely over the weekend.
I've been obsessed. I have not been off. I've had CNN on 24/7.
Is he real? Is he a fake Trump? Is his hair... I worried about his hair. His hair doesn't look right.
A bit dishevelled, isn't it?
A bit light and crispy.
It doesn't look like the real deal. We'll get to the bottom of
that. We've got music news. You know I love my TikTok. And yes. Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, the song, has gone to 127% increase in sales because of one viral clip. Mm. And I'll talk to you about it and what happened.
Can't wait.
You're not interested?
Great song.
You just went quiet on me there.
I don't know what is there for me, but I can't wait because I love your observations. And we have big news.
Oh, look.
We have.
And we're dying to tell you today.
We're
not allowed to tell you.
We'll do. We'll see if we can get permission in the meantime. But I might just go with it anyway.
No, I will dump you.
Are you going to dump me?
If you say it.
No, then we won't be able to play it at all. Then we won't be able to talk about it at all. Okay, we're also going to do weekend sport, of course, with Nerilee Meadows is coming up. And Glenn Roberts is coming in. Hooray.
Really?
And I see the words Vitaweets. And I can relate.
Vitaweets.
Yes, the big question, the big topics we talk about. I love it. Royal news as well.
Can't wait. Those pesky
royal kids. We've heard them speak for the first time and I want to play it for you.
Dear. And it's every bit as bad as you thought it would be. By the way, I don't like David Attenborough's nosing around. He's waiting. He's waiting for Prince Philip to drop off the twig.
He's going to cut
Prince Philip's lunch.
So he can marry the Queen.
He's going to be there. He's already cultivating a relationship.
I've never
with
thought
kids.
Of that. That's genius.
Mate, this is.
Wow.
And I tell you what, having seen all the animal humping he's seen in a lifetime, he would go off like a firecracker.
Well, he's only 90. He's got a good 10 years in him. 93 is he? Oh.
Yeah. She's a cradle snatcher. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Can I just quickly start, Jane, by saying, you know I complain on the show all the time that you get care packages.
Yes, you do.
You're getting from Ben Shurey sends you something. Someone else sends you a frigging cake. You get everything.
I get lots of things.
And you're capable of looking after yourself, whereas I am not. Well, I received my first care package.
Oh, that's very nice. Where did you get
big
that
thanks
from?
To Noosa Pete.
Noosa Pete.
He's from Noosa.
Is he the chef?
Thanks for that.
No, he's not.
No,
right.
He's married to one.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Dan.
However, he can read me like a book. And sent me a care package. I've sent it to you, Jane. You might have it there in your WhatsApp.
Okay.
Which basically has all the major food groups covered. Starting with something I've never had before, but I can't believe it. Anyone here ever had a Twinkie?
No.
Oh, yes. Oh, you liked them.
What the hell is that?
What a crazy invention.
Jeez Louise.
It's like a fake cake with fake cream, and it never goes stale.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. We've had them in the house. They're about 4 years old, and they're still fresh. So
four years old.
Preservatives
they lasted about 22 minutes in mine.
Really?
Those like Maltesers.
What else is in there?
Oh,
you've got
there's
baby back ribs.
Oh, mate, he's got some pretzels. That are done like, what do you call them? Buffalo wings.
Hot buffalo wing pretzels, bursting with flavour.
And then on the front of the packet goes, only 140 calories. And I go, beauty.
That's good, yeah.
And then I woof it and realise it says 140 calories per 20 grams.
And
it's a big packet. So well done. I couldn't be happier.
That's amazing.
I'm working my way through.
Noosa Pete's come through.
Pete. He's good on it.
Jeez.
He came through with the tomahawks as well. So.
There's a bit of a leap from there. You're talking about American snack foods. Have you heard of Takis?
What's a taki?
They're like a hot flaming Cheetos.
I got these bacon and cheese. He gave me these bacon and cheese things too.
Just watch your fingers.
Which had me. Oh man, my fingers are stained. Looks like I've been smoking a pack a day for 50 years. Well, they've got like you can take my orange fingerprints for the next month.
Well, takis are trending at the moment on TikTok as well because there's a new snack. There's a lot of things that become viral. We'll talk about another music one later on the show, but. Mm. I love seeing the snacks that people do. It's just regular people in their kitchen. They go, this is my new snack. I'm obsessed with it.
Is this like that Japanese thing, the channel, where they just eat octopuses and stuff?
Well, it's not that. What's that word called? It's that ASMR. Yes, ASMR.
Mukbang.
Oh, mukbang, yeah. It's not so much, but it has a little touch of mukbang in it, I have to say. So this is what it is. You get a green pepper. Like a green capsicum, and you get cream cheese.
You got me with cream cheese.
Yes, but you might cut the capsicum into sort of little strips. You put some cream cheese on, and then you put a taki with it, which is one of these Cheetos, and you crunch into it, and it's the new sensation. I've tried it on the weekend.
3 days? Or like a rave party?
No.
Have you got the girl also, who...
Yeah, getting back to the octopus, did you want that piece of audio?
The woman who ate an octopus live.
She's on TikTok,
It was a photo contest. So crazy me, hindsight now, and looking back, I probably made a big mistake.
Michelle put the small octopus on her face and posed. It grabbed her face with its suckers, then did something she didn't expect. It bit her.
Had barreled its beak into my chin. It was a really intense pain. Hindsight, looking back, I will never do it again.
All right, we don't have the actual audio
of her screaming.
Her screaming, but that's something to look forward to.
Anyway, so that's something. If you go and find, go and look it up, and it's under green peppers, cream cheese, and takis. That's why I'm serving the family for dinner.
Yum!
I like it. Well, don't worry about me. I'm going to have to be cut out of the house by this time tomorrow because of that. Hey, when we get back, Apocalypse Watch, straight ahead.
And a quick reminder too, for the next 3 weeks, Virgin Australia have returned domestic economy flights for you and a friend to win. Kennedy Malloy are giving you the chance to win today. So with 12 months validity, you can take your time planning where you want to go. You can book your holiday with Virgin Australia now, virginaustralia.com. Looking forward to giving that away a little later on the show. Big show ahead.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Glenn Robbins, looking forward to him.
If he makes it.
The
bug could get him between
That's
now.
That's a terrible thing.
I don't want you to embarrass our guests. I don't care how well you know him.
We should get him whatever Trump's on. Whatever Trump's on, can we get that for Glenn Robbins to make sure he makes it through?
But hey, why isn't everyone else on it? God.
We were talking about the lady who got bitten on the face by the octopus.
We found
the audio.
Did you?
That was actually a scene that was cut out of my octopus teacher, which is very good. My teacher, the octopus. What's it called?
My friend, the octopus.
Teacher.
My teacher friend.
You can't be both. Mm. We did talk about Mrs. O'Hare pushing her bussies in the back of one. We're going to do that as a talk-in. Do you remember first time your teacher? We'll do it one day.
Yeah, Miss Guy, one day. Mount Baw-baw.
Miss what?
Miss Guy, Mount Baw-baw.
Miss Guy, Mount Baw-baw. Mount Baw-baw, all right. That's what I was pushing into the back of you.
Didn't think of that.
See, you can't say the same thing about the nuns, can you?
No, well, it doesn't have the same impact.
No. Sister Mary Rose wasn't exactly.
All right. Put them away. Take them away, Sister Mary Rose.
Hey, do you know what? You're just mentioning. Oh, what was I going to say before? Oh, no, don't worry. It's gone.
Time for Apocalypse Watch.
We interrupt this program. My message is. How dare you? Apocalypse Watch! This is not a test. Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
It'll come to me. Mick looks like you're right. That's all right. Okay, now here's the most apocalyptic thing I can think about. Yes. Bars to close as Paris placed on maximum COVID alert. Listen up. This is the worst possible news.
I love the way you study this moment in history.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Well, I mean, they're all working from home in Paris. We know that's going to happen. They've got the second wave, fair dinkum. Mm. A week ago, restaurants and bars were shut down in Marseille. Now, that is in the southern area. Yeah. You know this from your Tour de France.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen in Paris. They're on alert. It will be forced to close for 2 weeks from Tuesday and as they have to put in new sanitary protocols to stay open.
Jeez.
So they've got to shut down for 2 weeks. This is the French Open's on. This is hilarious. What timing is that? Yeah. Oh, you're not very concerned. You don't care?
I don't mind seeing the French struggling because they haven't have to put up with a lot. They sail through two world wars, let's be honest.
Okay. They don't spring to mind when I think of war.
They do a lot of heavy lifting. You know?
they're very appreciative to Australia. They're very appreciative.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
I don't know. Paris.
Haven't they got fields of poppies?
Oh, well. Yes, in certain parts.
No, not in Paris. Anyway, that's just, you know, my girlfriends and I were talking about this because there's a new Netflix series called Emily in Paris and we all wolfed that down on the weekend, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Kill me now. Why is that not in chick flick alert?
I know.
Emily,
I'm going to put it in
chick. Paris?
I was going to put in chick flick.
Oh, chick flick alert.
He could have given us a heads up on that.
Give me coronavirus.
No, we were reminiscing. It's so good. Oh, American girl living and working in Paris. Oh, it's so good. Anyway.
Kill me now. I even gave up on the American Werewolf series when they went to Paris. I had American Werewolf in London, yes. American Werewolf in Paris still was kind of snooty.
Yes, but a little sexy.
It was a little. Hey, here's one for you. A couple of people who really got caught not understanding the full impact of the world they're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Diners did a runner from a restaurant. And then got caught because they left their details for tracing.
Oh, contact tracing. Oh, my God.
You can't even do a runner now. All the basic freedoms we've taken for granted.
All the fun's gone.
So long is now.
That's fantastic. I love that story.
They finished their food, fled, ended up in a conversation with a delivery driver who took down their number plate. Then they, through contact tracing, managed to...
Well, that's an issue, isn't it?
I wish I was in France. Imagine doing a runner.
No one wants to run away. Who wants to run away from a cafe when the wine keeps coming and the oysters are flying?
Bigger than tomatoes.
Champagne. Strawberries.
Hey, should we do some US news? Because the whole of USA is apocalyptic right now. And, of course, over the weekend we heard the news that Donald Trump has tested positive. And Mick, you told me a very interesting statistic not long ago about
the Trump cluster is bigger than the entire COVID affectation in New Zealand.
Oh my God, is that right?
Just the Trump cluster
alone is now sitting at 12. I think it beats the entire population.
So was it from the Rose Garden? Like they
from the Rose Garden ceremony? And if you have a look at it, and it is
just look
at
that photo is insane.
It boggles the mind. Yeah. They've stacked people in. They are not wearing masks, sitting next to each other. There's no
some really elderly people there as well.
And there's some elderly people. And it's like the joke is it's there to meet the High Court judge nomination.
Yeah. Yeah.
And someone was saying over the weekend, it's like the woman who's passed from the grave.
Oh, no.
Coming back to, you know, rain.
Oh, High Court judge,
parade.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, she's, yeah, that's what they're all saying.
Anyway, what are you thinking about his video testaments from the hospital? And let's remember, for all his bravado, not everyone gets this level of treatment, which is round-the-clock attention from doctors in a private wing of a hospital where you're getting experimental treatments that aren't even available to anyone else as yet.
Mm. Oxygen on tap,
here he goes. He's back. The videos he's recorded to me don't ring true. His hair looks weak.
His hair looks
a little, you know when you're a little sweaty and your hair is
and you're just hanging in there.
Unless he's just been to, you know, the gym, which I doubt. I don't know. Apparently I edited the coughs out. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Well, what they can do is apparently, this is a conspiracy theory, but it might be, who knows now? Because who knows what to believe? There is a format that you can morph so it doesn't, you can't see the edit.
Mm.
And, you know, you'd think they'd have people who are pretty technical wizards in the White House.
Well, they faked the moon landing, so they should be able to do this.
What about the doctors? What about the new doctor who's just saying, oh, we didn't tell you he's on oxygen the other day because we want to keep his spirits up. we didn't want to get back to him that we were telling you the truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. Hey, we need to take a break. We'll come back and do some more of this in just a moment. 1-3-3-5-3.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
You can call us anytime, 1-3-3-5-3. We're on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well.
Kennedy, we might get you to call in just a moment because we saw something interesting that we'd love your feedback on, which was the lap of honour Trump's done around the hospital he was in with the Secret Service in the car at the same time.
And driver, yeah.
And driver for basically a photo shoot.
Yeah,
basically to show everyone that he's back, he's up and running. I don't know if that's a well, sensible thing.
Not required.
Our concerns were, I just thought at the time when I saw it, what about the people in the car who are with him? Isn't he positive right now? Isn't he in the thick of it?
He is right now positive.
Contagious.
That's right. Well, a doctor from George Washington University expanded upon that, and this was his concerns.
That car is not just bulletproof. That car has been sealed against chemical attack. So the air in that car is recirculated. So what the president did by insisting on that joyride was expose the Secret Service agents sitting just literally inches away from him to recirculated air. And they have to hope that those masks they're wearing are effective.
That is unbelievable.
Mm.
What is going on when you're prepared to put other people's lives at risk because you're a bit deprived of attention?
Well,
and you wanted to do a drive-by to some carny folk who have managed to assemble on the lawns of a military
hospital.
That
is going over and above the call of your job. Just that doesn't fit your job description. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. I mean, you take a bullet. But,
A pandemic.
Which is sit in the middle of...
I will dive in front of you if someone shoots at you, but I don't feel like being coughed for.
Well,
in a sealed environment. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you ever gone above and beyond the call at your office? Because we have here. There's certain people who have...
Well, there has been, definitely. Well definitely with one of us.
Who?
There's been people. There's people that have definitely gone over and above the call.
I've never asked anyone to do anything for me.
One moment. Calling Whitney. Is she there?
Yeah. Wait, Whit.
I am here and raring to go for this
one. Be very careful, Whitney.
Whitney,
very careful.
Your job description as a senior producer on Kennedy Malloy, do a wonderful job as you do dealing with
the engine room. Yeah.
You're the engine room. You speak with celebrities every day. You're unfazed by it all. What job did Mick ask you to perform approximately 1 year ago?
Yeah, there's many, many tasks involved in being a radio producer, but one that is not part of that, I would think, is cutting Mick's rotting and snagged nail from his thumb. And then he left the room and left me to pick up the clippings from the carpet to put in the bin.
That is above and
Whitney,
beyond.
I will sue you.
And I will sue you.
Choose your words.
I apologise because he asked me to do it first and I refused.
Where were you, by the way?
I'm not going near that stupid nail.
I wouldn't be going over the trenches with you anytime soon.
Why not?
You're not a team player.
I am a team
player.
Whitney
took one for the team. And,
James?
And if I'm guessing, sold that on eBay for a profit. Well, you can talk, Jane.
You're an idiot.
Okay, Jane.
Why can I talk?
While we're at it, James.
I can't seem to recall anything that I've ever done.
James has joined us in the studio. James, asked you to do anything that possibly wasn't in the brochure when you accepted this job?
Do you remember, Jane, when you arrived at work on empty and you were like, I don't know how I'm going to get home? And so we sent the member of the team, I don't drive. So I had to get in a cab with a jerry can. I had to go buy a jerry can.
Buy the jerry can first.
Fill it up with petrol, get back into the taxi with the jerry can, and then work out how to fill up.
I know, I had to show him where the petrol thing was to fill it up.
Jane, that's not on.
Oh, that's adorable.
That is not adorable. You've come in here, thrown your keys at James and said, it takes empty, fix it.
Well, I had to get home to my family who needed me to nurture them. What, James, while you're there?
James.
While you're there, James.
You filled your car and had to go because he couldn't drive.
Well, it was only $2 worth. I still had to fill up, didn't
I? Well, he had to buy the jerry can, didn't he? He had to buy a jerry can first.
I'll pay him back.
Then he had to go and get the petrol. Then he had to come back, fill your tank.
I had to buy you a Naughty Mag, though, as well. And then you were really disappointed because I couldn't find it. They don't do Naughty Mags at the servo anymore.
I said, while you're down there, can you give me a...
Yeah, I know. And I said, don't put it on my account.
I said, anything in plastic.
And I said, don't you dare use my credit card for that.
Oh, well. Anyway,
can
James,
I just say, James, you're... No, there's one more. James, I'm seeing something that one Sunday night...
Be very careful here, James.
...desperately called.
Oh, yeah.
First I get a text message, mate, call me, this is an emergency. I get on the phone, mate, Uber Eats, not working. It's not... He had managed to order the same thing twice and Uber Eats freaked out, and so I had to reset it all for you.
No, James, seriously, okay. I'll sue you too. No, what happened was my new credit card had come through.
And you don't know how to update it because you're an idiot.
I didn't know how to update it, so I got James to update it, and then I had to call him back because I'd ordered the same meal twice and didn't know how to undo it.
Hey, I think we've got a call. Let's go to, is it Harry?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Harry.
G'day, Jane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You know an example of something, someone going
I
over
think we have a winner.
Yeah, I think the cleaner that walked in on you in the toilet in the disabled pool.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, it wasn't a cleaner. It was security.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Security walked in to see Jane on the toot with her mobile in hand.
In my bra.
Yeah, well, just your top off.
I had my top off.
Hey, can I say something? He hasn't been around a lot.
No, he doesn't.
He
doesn't work here anymore.
He's left.
He hasn't been around a lot lately.
He doesn't work here anymore.
And I would say, as
he's
a security
got PTSD.
Guard, I would rather be hermetically sealed in Trump's car. 1-333-53. Give us a call.
God.
When have you gone above and beyond, or someone you know, and we'll give out. Hey, Harry, is he still there?
Yeah, Harry.
Yeah,
let's give Harry Brick Lane. You deserve that.
Slab of that. And plus, we'll get you a brand new wheelbarrow or cart, whatever lasts longer, thanks to Sherlock.
Wow.
It's available from Bunnings Warehouse. Your way.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Glenn Robbins. He's going to join us in the second hour. Lots to get through as well. We've got Nearly Meadows coming up with some weekend sport as well. Yeah. Kennedy Malloy.
Sounds good. 1-333-53. We want to know, when have you gone above and beyond the call in the office? This is related to Trump making his security team sit with him in a sealed vehicle so he can have a photo op.
Wow, yeah. That is like, okay, that's like flipping a coin for that gig, surely. How did they work out who had to do it?
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
No, I just want to, you watch them keep that secret too. I'd like to know, I'd like to get those guys tested, Toot Suite.
Mm. Yep.
And see what happens there. And we heard about all the outrageous demands Jane has made with our team.
One.
Over the journey.
Hot kettle, by
over
the way.
And above.
And destroyed the career of a security guard.
Who's left our building.
Now weaving baskets in the country, I believe.
Because he found me sitting on the toilet.
Shout out to Faris, too, if you're listening.
Hello, Faris, and your beautiful family.
In your bra.
Yes.
Tell me he's not
the
weaving baskets in the country as we speak.
Embarrassing moment of my life.
Mm.
And traumatic for him, and it's got us wondering, have you been involved or gone too far? Jim, yeah. Jim, what's your profession, firstly, Jim?
I'm a professional hypnotist.
Okay.
Oh, God, wow. I'm not going to talk to you, and don't you hypnotise me right now.
Well,
I'm very vulnerable.
Can you hypnotise over the phone?
You can, but sort of you can't really read body language or anything like that, so how do you really know what's actually happening on the other side?
Okay, so what happened? How do you get exploited in the workplace by people?
Well, I drive in a labelled van for my business.
Yep.
Mm.
So sort of, it's either someone will come up to me and ask, "Oh, well, I want to quit smoking, but I don't have the willpower, I don't have the money to do it. Can you take a 2-day course online, or can you do this?
Can you give me a quickie here on the spot?
Oh my God!
That's fantastic.
Football clubs. As well, and sometimes they ask me to try and hypnotise the opposition.
To make them lose.
Can you address the opposition at 3/4 time? Well, at least could you hypnotise us into kicking straight? That would be good. Do you want to give your business a plug or you'd rather not? What do you want to do?
Hypnoticplayground.com.
Good, .com.
We do shows all over, sort of footy clubs, private functions, you name it, and I do hypnotherapy as well.
Can you make people run around the room like a chicken?
No poultry in my shows.
No poultry?
Free.
All right.
Good on you, Jim. Thanks for that.
What's your most popular call? What do people want to do? What be hypnotised for? I'm fascinated.
Most usually the biggest one because it's a lot of people with a low income demographic always turn to smoking first.
Right.
So you help people quit smoking.
Wow. Well, in the current climate, that's...
I've had some rare ones, but sort of like the main one is quit smoking or weight loss or try and not eat certain things.
And what's your techniques? You're not dangling the coin in front of the eyes, are you? Doing?
I don't think he's not Yuri Geller. It's all right.
What are you doing? Are you talking? Are you playing music? What are you doing?
Done
without giving the game away.
I get them to watch Collingwood Football Club and they fall asleep.
Hang on a minute. God off, Jim.
Oh, good on you, Jim.
Can you hypnotise chicks into thinking I'm hot?
No one's able to do that.
You can't hypnotise people against their will.
Shut up, Jim. You're really starting to ship me out.
I like Jim. Good on you.
Hang on, I think you hypnotised me. I'm starting to think, hang on, whoa, the Jim's a giant dick.
Hey!
Oh, whoa!
Be nice. Thank you, Jim. Good to hear from you.
Good on you, Jim. Dave,
let's go to Dave. G'day.
Yeah, hello, team.
Above and beyond the call, Dave.
Yeah, well, I worked in quite a prestigious bank in London in the 80s.
Yeah.
And we'd gone out, my mate and I had gone out for lunch. Told the girls we're only going for an hour. ended up a couple of hours later, and we'd got back, and I was totally sloshed.
Oh, good for you.
And that was, putting it mildly.
Yep, right. The old business
lunch. And I went upstairs, tried to do some work. I couldn't work. Then I had to go to the toilet. So I've gone off to the toilet, and 2 hours later, the girls are wondering where I am, and my mate, Gary, had to do the deed. He had to climb over the cubicle.
All right.
Did you?
I was laying on the floor with my pants and trousers down my ankles.
Same thing happened to Jane here at the office. What you're describing is exactly what our security guard had to walk in on. So don't feel too bad, Dave. I'd offer you a case of Brick Lane, but it feels like you may have had too much to drink over the journey. Give him a case, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane, the draft you're going to love. Well done, Dave.
Indeed.
Thanks for calling.
Okay,
mate.
Jason, what happened to you, buddy?
Tuesday night special when I was living in Sydney. The boss used to buy me a feed. I'd then be responsible for driving him to King's Cross and Wednesday morning pick him up from his place.
Oh. Jeez. So he'd go and have a big night in King's Cross, get a taxi home, and he would still be over the limit, so you'd have to pick him up in the morning.
Bingo.
There you go.
And were you compensated for this with, say, some King's Cross-style action or
entertainment?
I got a feed, but it was only a meal.
Right.
Oh,
you got the feed.
Okay, Jason.
Yeah, that's over and above. Yeah,
that's over and above, Jason. Well said. Well done. I hope your boss appreciated it. Time for one more. Sam, what happened to you, buddy?
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, good.
My very first job, I was a cabinet maker, first year apprentice. And my boss owed a lot of people a lot of money, so he used to make me answer the phones for him. And if people were after money, I had to say, no, he wasn't there. But if I was a new customer, I'd have to transfer the phone over. I'd have screened the calls for him.
That is over and above.
Sam.
I totally agree.
Duke him,
well
Dave.
Done.
All right. What about we give Sam a great prize?
Oh, Sam,
what about this
strap
one?
Yourself in. You're going to be well recompensed for your efforts.
It's well worth it.
Hey, what city are you in, by the way, Sam? Where are you?
I'm in Adelaide.
You're in Adelaide. Congratulations. For the next 3 weeks here on Kennedy Molloy, Virgin Australia have returned domestic economy flights. You've got yourself an economy flight return. Doesn't matter when you want to go. It's 12 months valid.
In the next 12 months, anywhere in Australia.
Anywhere in Australia, you and a friend are off thanks to Virgin
Australia.
How about
Australia.
That, Sam? Get out of here.
Bloody beauty. Thank you very much.
That's a ripping prize. You could take your partner, your best friend, or your boss. You take your boss.
No way.
If he wanted to go with you, Sam, well
done,
Virgin.
You can book your holiday with virginaustralia.com. One more to give away at the end of the show too. Don't go anywhere. Kennedy Molloy.
Well done, Virgin.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Kennedy Molloy's Sports Wrap.
Well, it used to be. These days, it's more Neroli Meadows Sports Wrap. She joins us again from the United Arab Emirates to walk us through everything that happened over the weekend in sport around the world. Neroli, thank you for joining us. I believe only just made it as you were caught short this morning because...
Well, just because you change with daylight savings doesn't mean the rest of the world jumps on board, okay? Western Australia always knew it wasn't worth it, and the United Arab Emirates also thinks it's not worth it, because you know what? It's always sunny over here, and I enjoy the pool, so...
So can I presume that as we are speaking, you're doing your first ever sports report in your gym jams?
I'm, yeah, in bed, doing the cross, loving life.
Oh, well, life's good. So where do you want to start?
Look, let's talk about the AFL final, shall we? Because it was an absolutely cracking weekend. I know you don't want to talk about it. I've seen the photos of you inconsolable in tears because your tides went down.
Well, it was a first.
Still alive, Vicky, so that's amazing.
They were four of the best games I've seen, especially back-to-back. On the end of a very average season, who saw four great games coming down the pike?
Absolutely, and that's a big thing. So Port Adelaide and Brizzy keep the interstate team's hopes alive. But on Sunday, as you say, it was unbelievable. The Saints got a great win over the Doggies, but... They've got concerns now because Ben Long has to fight a suspension tonight. Paddy Ryder is out. The poor bloke was in tears with a hamstring. And Jake Carlisle is going home for the birth of his third child. So that is hub life. Decision. I know, Mickey, you want to say if it's a third, he should be sticking with the club. Is that what you want to say?
No, I was going to say that. I was going to say he should bloody well play.
Jane, ruthless. I love it.
Can we have this chat just for a minute? Little sidebar. Yeah. And it's a funny thing, but players... generally, now Lee Matthews made this quote ages ago to the Brisbane Lions, and it's generally understood that if you're going to plan to have a baby, you plan to have it after September.
Absolutely.
Because that's the end of the final series. So a lot of these players have done the right thing, not realising that they would be playing finals football in October.
They did do the right thing.
We've got Steel Sidebottom down there. We had a Richmond player, Edwards, who's
they had the baby there.
Had the baby. We've got players going home for babies. Mm. It's actually not their fault. And I understand they've done the right thing by trying to plan to be available for both. Mm. But the stupid COVID bug has made it impossible to plan ahead. So
but it's why they play. They're elite sports people. Mm. The grand final, to miss out on a grand final because you weren't there, you're going to see the baby for a long time. I'm absolutely saying I'll probably get in trouble, but I would say you go play the grand final and come see me afterwards. I'm quite happy with that.
We spoke about it with the Tour de France, didn't we? That I said as a kid, I would reckon I would rather the photos with my dad and the fact that he could earn more money and things like that. And, mate, I don't remember my birth. I do remember those things.
No.
Look, I've never had a child, so what would I know?
But look, after having five, Nez, it's like, it's who cares?
We should point out we're speaking to a woman who's had five of these. Yeah. It's not that special anymore.
I didn't even want to be there for the birth.
I did just want to mention finally that Collingwood, they pulled off one of the great finals wins we've ever seen. I was very unpopular with my West Coast mates saying, you know what, Melbourne people deserve it more than you right now.
Betrayed the Eagles.
Can I ask, did they give the ammo, the great state of Western Australia, the ammo to the Collingwood team and supporters by A, calling them dirty pies and making them stay in basically caravans?
To be honest, I think there are occasions that we hear that particularly newspaper articles are put up on the walls of dressing rooms or sheds, whichever sport we're talking about, and they use for motivation. It becomes very clear the moment that Scott Pendlebury spoke that the dirty pies label and the front page of the West Australian, it clearly upset them. And I genuinely do think in this case that they are representing a lot of their families who are left behind. Some of them have come into hubs who they haven't seen. They haven't been home for 3 months. Mm. To call them dirty, I think, was actually really unfair. And as a West Australian who's been in Melbourne and lived through it, I actually just thought, you know what, that was a silly move because it would motivate them.
Cool. Still made us laugh.
Hey, it'll be a big night at the Pink Flamingo, let me tell you.
another cracking weekend of finals as well in the NRL. Some really, really close matches as well up until the end where South Sydney were just way too good for Newcastle. But yeah, the big story afterwards, Cam Smith, he cannot avoid the headlines at the moment, can he, in the NRL? Well, he's decided to accept that he got a ban, which means he avoids suspension because he took the early guilty plea.
He's good to go.
He's in more concern now if he does anything silly in the next one or anything a little contentious. So he's taken the risk there and could be rubbed out of the grand final if he has another transgression. So
how many have Melbourne made now? How many Melbourne have made the last four Storm? Have made the last four, nine out of the last 10 years or something? It's something remarkable, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And their last record recently as well. And once again, I have to say hats off to the Victorian clubs in both AFL and NRL. The fact that they have made four of the six in the AFL, and the Storm have made it yet again. Mm. It's unbelievable because they haven't been home. They've been playing on the road the whole time. So you really just have to go, you know what? Victorians have been through more this year in a year that everyone's been through everything. That you have to really respect them.
And we're living vicariously through our sporting teams at the moment. Can you hang about? We want to go global and talk about some big issues in world sport right now.
Absolutely, Mickey.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, Glenn Robbins coming up soon. We've got Narrowly Meadows with us now from Dubai.
COVID is causing troubles on a global stage. Tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, well, we look at the French Open, and this is an unbelievable story. And Jane, to be honest, I'm blaming you because I know you love this boy. You quite fancy him. Alexander Zverev, the US Open finalist, has played a match and then said he shouldn't have played. I'm completely sick. I can't really breathe, as you can hear by my voice. I had a fever as well. He's literally ticking every box of COVID, yet he didn't apparently tell the officials and was last tested 5 days ago.
This is
unbelievable,
hilarious.
And it's now turning into a really big situation. He said, to be honest, I warmed up today. I shouldn't have played. Right. Well, why did you
play? Well, Paris is in real trouble. All the bars are about to shut down too, so I know he wants to be there anyway.
That is all you care about. Hey, can I say this? It's lucky if it had been at Wimbledon, he could have enjoyed some Robinson's lemon barley between sets, which always
would
helps.
Perked him up.
So this has been one of the most...
They did bring out the nasal spray for him. I'm like, why is it anyone getting him off the court?
Yeah. They brought out nasal spray?
Yeah. Oh, he said he had difficulty breathing. It's unbelievable because, honestly, we're getting tested that every 5 days as commentators at the IPL, let alone if you're playing. I would have thought you're getting tested before every match, pretty much every couple of days.
French Open, the funniest headline I saw was the guy complained about the tennis balls. Right now, that's happened since we've seen you. He goes, these balls are shit house. Now, I just would have thought when we get to that level, the quality of the tennis ball, it's not like you're down the back with your mates, hoiking the one that's got no fur on it. How do you get an average tennis ball at a French Open?
Oh, that is exceptional. I've heard of the court, obviously, being a bit slower and everything like that in tennis, but the tennis balls, maybe not furry enough, not hard enough, but I feel like in a year like this one, if you're complaining about the tennis balls, you've had a pretty good run.
All right.
That's true. Now, we're talking about coronavirus, and it's hit the NFL, and Cam Newton has tested positive.
Wow.
I know. Huge story, this one. So he's been placed on the reserve list after he tested positive, and that means that basically the Patriots and the Chiefs, they're going to play on Monday night after their matchup was postponed due to this happening. So the Chiefs practice squad quarterback, also Jordan Ta'amu, was also placed on the COVID-19 list after testing positive. It's the second game of the NFL season to be rescheduled after the Tennessee Titans. They were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was originally for Sunday. It's been moved to week 7. Now, since that, 9 players and 9 team staffers have tested positive for COVID, apparently. So it's really scary, and we're probably going to see a bit more of this. But, I mean, everyone's trying to get as much sport out there as possible. And also, I should probably say that Alexander Zverev hasn't yet tested positive for COVID. It's just showing all the symptoms. So in case he's got a mate out there listening who says that I've misrepresented him, we're not sure yet.
All right. No, we understand that. When I think about too, it might throw Thanksgiving into disarray if we don't have any NFL on that day, and everybody...
Yes, and you know what? Having lived in Tennessee, that is exactly what Thanksgiving is. Literally, the girls go in the kitchen, the boys go and watch football, and I was sitting there going, I want to be one of the boys. No, I want to be in the kitchen.
Okay, a couple of quick ones. Lakers, are they looking home and host, or is it too early to call?
Well, they were. It's now 2-1, so we'll have to wait and see in the NBA finals. But now everyone, because of that, is starting to talk about LeBron James and his legacy. So that's the big talking point now.
How many does he need to be considered the best? He's got three as we speak. Two against the team he's playing against. Two for the team he's playing against. What happens if he gets one for the Lakers?
My opinion is he's never going to eclipse Michael Jordan. Maybe that's just somebody of my era. I think, you know, he's a bigger physical specimen than Michael Jordan, but at the end of the day, his success rate in finals, this would be, if he lost this, would be the seventh that he lost.
Yes.
He's played in eight of the last nine, so he consistently gets there, but doesn't get his team across the line, which I think is a bit unfair, because obviously it's a team sport, but there's definitely a conversation at the moment that if he lost the seventh, then, you know, would he be able to argue the greatest of all time? So, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that one. But what do you think, Mickey? Do you think Jordan over LeBron?
I just think Jordan, because of the competitive nature and his the all-round words. There's people wanted to play with him and for him, and those sides who are just eclipsing everyone.
And I also think loyalty as well. I love a bit of loyalty in sport and the fact that, you know, it was all for the one team for Jordan. Leeds United
1-1 v Man City.
I know.
Let's go through that shot by shot. No, we don't have time now. thanks, Neroli. Always great to talk to you.
Also, Shane Watson, 39 years of age, got his CSK home last night. What, are you still playing cricket? I didn't know until I came to the IPO. It's great.
And still frightened of ghosts, I believe. Yes, so tell him to be very careful over there. Good on you, Nez.
Thanks, Nez. Bye.
See you guys.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in this hour, the late Glenn Robbins. We'll take
did
a look at
his... Did you say
the
late Glenn Robbins?
Oh, he's still alive. Oh, great.
I skipped a beat there.
Don't say that.
He loves it. It's a bit of ribald humour. Hey, coming up, he's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
That's true. It's on tonight, 8:30, Channel 10, or around about that time.
Anything about my... Any time.
Mate, you're so needy.
Are you sort of... Oh, no, you're needy, yes, that's the word that's crossing my mind.
It'll be
you'll
a good
be
one
right.
tonight, make no mistake. He's always fun too. On that show. What else? Royal news? We've got some royal news, Jane. What are you bringing to the table?
Well, I was surprised I finally got to hear little Prince George speak and his little sister and little brother. I just thought it was fascinating to hear them. And mind you, they're talking to Sir David Attenborough. It's not your normal, so it's not talking to Santa at the local shopping centre, is it?
Have they got Cockney accents?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, David.
Got to pick a pot of door too, lads.
All right. We may get to I Call Bullshit. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Yeah. Song Whisperer coming up, which has been moved around today, and we'll get to that shortly. But, wow, we had some fun in the last break. Talking about Above and Beyond the Call, and there was some serious stuff. We might still take your calls, 1-3-3-5-3, any time during the next hour. Have you ever... asked your staff to go above and beyond.
Interesting, isn't it, Jane?
It's off the back of the fact that Donald Trump made a driver and Secret Service agents get in a car with him to just basically do a photo opportunity with him in the middle of having COVID-19.
Yeah, anyway, above and beyond.
We thought that was going over and above the call of duty.
And our staff are going to be sued. Our behaviour.
See, we talked about this the last hour, and the irony is that in the break just then, Mick, you did ask.
Be very careful. Be very careful.
No, you did ask.
I got you there.
We didn't record it, but I've written it down. James, come in here. Sorry, James. No, you were very nice. You go. Now, this is not. We don't put this on air. But I do need to have some a cold V. But it's got to be cold. I need a party mix, McFlurries, but big pack. Okay. Also, need, but love the cold V, get one that's not cold so that you can I can have it tomorrow and get something for yourself from the chip aisle. Don't go nuts.
Okay, James, I don't know why you're in here.
Over and above.
At the microphone. That's not how it happened, was it?
Well, no, no, but this is exactly what went down, and it's the regular trip that I do to the supermarket all the time.
That is true. You need a trolley, don't you, James?
I need a trolley, and every time I do it, the Coles checkout staff and the security guy looks at me because I'm walking out with about 48 cans of Red Bull and nothing else.
How long is that going to last you, your 48 cans of Red Bull?
Well, it's to a show. It's to a show unless...
You don't have to be honest.
Unless I'm a little hungover. And then it's three. But listen to me. And okay, here's my defence.
Mm. Yeah, go
listen
on.
Up, everybody.
Listening.
The frigging...
Machine's not being filled.
Is empty.
It is.
Because there's no one here.
I would stroll over to the vending machine.
Yeah.
But
You are not a diva. That's true.
I'm not a diva. And what have you done?
Well, I've done a stock take of the vending machine. So at the moment, we're dealing with Doritos, Twisties. We still have those chunky chocolate chip cookies.
No one eats them.
But no one has them. The Chiquito, I'm quite partial to. The Snickers, the Kit Kat chunky. There's one left.
I'm talking about Red Bull. Where's the energy drink?
Well, you could do a Cool Ridge sparkling water.
It's not sparkling. It's fogging up from the inside.
Yeah, it's all
how long it's been there.
Condensation on it. Yeah.
Or the Aero is still there.
Go on.
I had to.
Do not post that picture.
Do it.
I didn't tell you what I had to do over and above when I was working as a young girl working in radio.
Triple M, early days.
I worked for a guy. I'm not going to name him and don't name him, but sometimes he'd press the button. He'd go, Jane, can you go in my pigeonhole and get my latest copy of Black Label Penthouse?
Kevin Hillier.
It's not Kevin Hillier.
Don't be silly. Also, then he goes, Jane, can you come in here? Can you go and please pick up? I've told this story before. Can you go and pick up some photos for me down the farm? Down the pharmacy? It's not under my name. It's under Mr. Black. Over and above. Actually, let's go to a caller. We've got Luke on the line. G'day, Luke.
Hey, you bailed out of that early.
Well, I know.
We'll get back to that. Luke.
Hello, Luke.
G'day, how are you?
What do you have to do over and above your job description?
Once had to cover for me boss random drug and alcohol called, and I had to wean a cup for him.
Oh, that's reasonable. Not.
Okay.
Really, just Luke, that's difficult.
I once had to do the same here.
Yeah. This workplace.
Yeah, this workplace. Yeah.
Who are you covering for?
Oh, you want me to name names?
No.
And let me tell you, my year I didn't do them much good.
I'm going, what are you doing it for? It's ridiculous.
Hey, give him something.
Your prize, what about a case of Brick Lane coming your way there, Big Luke? Well done, matey.
Hey, Luke, where are you calling from?
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Dalesford.
Yeah, I seem like a Dalesford guy to me. What are you doing? We're running barefoot through the lavender fields?
Yeah, mate, I got dreadlocks down my back.
Hey, all right, well, I'll come up there and we'll hang out sometime soon. Well done, buddy.
Great part of the world too.
Hey, when we come back, is it Glenn Robbins' time?
It is.
The things I used to have to do for him on tour.
Oh, really?
Oh,
we
toured
to
really?
Him above
oh,
and beyond.
Really? Interesting.
Get him to the gig on time.
Glenn Robbins
Let's
next.
Ask him.
Make sure if
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Right, back on TV tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10 and the Wynn Network regionally is Have You Been Paying Attention? Ursula Carlson's on tonight. You've got Kitty Flanagan, Tim McDonald and Glenn Robbins who's joining us.
That's a good lineup.
It's all open class, that is. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Mickey.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, is it Jane?
It is. Hello, my name's Jane Kennedy. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Are we on air? Are we talking off
we're
air?
On air.
You're on air.
Oh,
we don't change. We're on air, buddy. Didn't you just hear the last song? Didn't you hear your wonderful intro? Or?
Are you on radio? What is it? I'm at the talkback now. That's all I've heard.
Have you heard anything that Mick's been saying about you when he introduces you? He's been a little bit disrespectful, I think.
I'm in your corner, Glenn. You know that.
He's absolutely not, to be frank.
I haven't heard. No, I haven't heard. But I know what he... Well, I can tell you now, when the tides were turned on our podcast the other day, somehow related, Dave O'Neill, I said something about Mick on air, and I actually rang the producer and said, we better cut that out.
What?
Okay. And now you've got me intrigued
you've got to say it.
Cough it up. You have my permission.
I can't. I seriously can't.
What did you say? Come on.
We're on air. You can't cut it.
I'm the only one who can see you, and I give you consent.
Well, okay.
Can you see Glenn?
Look at our producers getting really
nervous. Not sure whether we...
No, look, Mick, you can... it was about the time you wore something to a party. That's what it was. You know what it was.
Yes, you can tell the story.
No.
Yes, you can. But just remember, I was about 18, 19.
Does that make a difference, really?
What I'm trying to think in my imagination, what is a bad thing about wearing something? It wasn't like a nut. You didn't go as Adolf Hitler, did
it was,
you?
No, it was an experiment.
An experiment. It was a science experiment.
It was a science experiment.
Let's hear it.
What?
To see how I could juke out the evidence. Tell a story, Glenn. You have my permission.
Well, you, here's how I remember it. You went to a party and you wore some of those nappies that older people wear. Under right. your pants, obviously, not on the outside. So
oh,
no one knew.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's right.
Which meant that when you were standing there talking to someone and you felt like believing yourself, you could do it in mid-conversation.
I gave it a go.
Rubbish.
You did not. I did because...
You wore incontinence pants.
It depends.
Because...
You wore depends.
My pet hate at parties is there's one bathroom and it's just you're 50 people all having fun. And I was testing out to see whether this was a thing that could work.
I better not have been at that party. You better not be pissing in your pants when you're talking to me.
I believe I was having mid-conversation with you, Joe.
You were not.
He got a funny look on his face. If he gets a funny look on his face, for many time now forward, he's probably wearing some.
But now he needs to wear them. I mean, it makes sense.
Exactly.
Hey, Glenn, we were talking about above and beyond the call, things that you have to do in certain workplaces. Oh. And I was saying when we toured together, you were demanding. Like I...
Oh, what
Glenn.
Level?
Glenn, don't worry.
I was
Glenn.
Often, you know, catering to your above and beyond the call.
Okay, let Glenn have the floor now,
don't
please.
Don't fall for it, Glenn.
Because I believe you used to have to iron mixed shirts.
Well, what would happen? We'd do. I mean, we would do the show, and then I would say goodbye to Mick backstage, and then sometimes I think I may well never see him again. And
I know the feeling. Don't worry.
And we would never see each other until I don't know about an hour before the show, the night before. Anyway, this one afternoon, the phone rings, and it's Mick, and he goes, "Can you come around to my room?" I'm going, "Oh, God, here we go." It suddenly happened. So I tentatively knock on the door and he goes, "Can you iron my shirt for me for the gig tonight?" So I have to iron his shirt. And then he says, "Oh, and there's something else." And I go, "Here we go. This has finally happened."
Oh, wow.
He goes, "Can you put a load of washing on for me?"
Oh, my God. Perfect.
And that I will guarantee you to this day he still probably doesn't know how to iron a shirt. Or how to put a load of washing on because his lovely mother, what's her name, Mick?
Wendy, Pie Face, I call it.
Does she still do it for you?
Well,
yes,
she
does.
Because of COVID.
Well, it's COVID.
She can't. Stupid bug.
Also, he hasn't been able to have a cleaner. Hasn't a cleaner? His life is in disarray.
No cleaner.
Well, I'm thinking some of those little panties might be good for you again, Mick, if you can't get anyone to get her to come and do your washing for you. Yes.
We've said we're not allowed to say the word panties on this
Jane
show.
Jane doesn't like it.
Or moist.
I don't like it. Or moist.
Now, but listen, I had to take you guys out a couple of times. You remember that? I didn't want to.
You have to take Glenn out.
We won't go into that now. That's probably.
What do you mean take you out? What are you talking about?
You know, the old end of tour trip.
What do you mean? Oh, for God's sake. Stop it.
I had no idea what went on inside those clubs.
Tell me about the time that we dropped you off at the club that night. Jeff and I were going home, and then we dropped you at a bar, some cool bar that you wanted to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Right, and then as you take off, you drive off with the window stand going, "Thanks for loaning us the gay porn." you mean that club?
Yes. Not that there's anything wrong with
Not
gay porn.
There's anything wrong
no.
with that.
No.
You're
I'm
trying
not saying...
to ruin my chance with some girls I was there.
Oh, my God. You two know each other so well, which I love.
What about the fight? I had to break up. One night, backstage, and I've come back, and there's this big ruckus because I'm on last. I'm on stage. I can hear the ruckus.
Right.
Apparently, there was only five tea bags, and they were fighting over who got the fifth. It's not a very rock and roll tour.
No. I was concerned when you said fight and Glenn, because I know that.
And I won't repeat the time that Glenn came in and did a fart in the back of the fan. Which then blew
You've said
into
that
the
story.
Room.
Well,
it's true.
You will repeat it.
As if I would do that. As if I would be so juvenile to do that.
And it was in tropical conditions. And we needed that fan.
It was fair.
But she goes
I nailed
in.
It. I did nail that. Because the look on your face, Mick, was just pure. Because he couldn't believe I'd done it. I thought, that is absolutely comedy gold, what I've just done then.
Well, it was. Seriously. And it's because the fan was on full and it just went... Next Glenn, thing you know, he's just chummed up the waters with a real beefy.
Glenn, do you talk about these topics on AM radio?
Oh, yeah, no, big time, no. I tell you what, I am talking about on AM. Right. How long is your hair, Mick?
Oh, you know, I see. I got it cut because I go into Have You Been Paying Attention or my show, The Front Bar, and there's hair and makeup there.
Yes.
And you go in and you go, please, please, I'm begging
and
you.
They do
and they
it
will
for
cut
you.
Your hair.
But most normal people have had no access to a hairdresser. Yeah.
Well,
have you got a mullet?
I've got, well, I came home last night and Selena's and my partner said, oh, gee, your hair looks nice. I'm thinking, oh, hey, this is good. Hair looks nice. And she goes, looks very Kenny Rogers. No, she goes, no, I take that back. It looks Richard Wilkins. I'm going, oh, my even worse.
Okay. Do you know who I'm thinking of in my head?
Who?
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, mate. Hey, good luck tonight on Have You Been Paying Attention? You always go well. Yeah, so ask we'll Tommy why to I'm not on, can you? Can you have a word?
Well, yeah, we all know. We all know what happened.
I think if anybody heard the last 5 minutes of radio, they would know why you're not on.
Good understanding, yeah. All right, Have You Been Paying Attention tonight? 8:40 on Channel 10. Glenn Robbins, get at him, Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've been talking all day, Jane, about going above and beyond the call because Donald Trump made his security guys get in a sealed van with him so he could do a drive-by wave. We thought, that's above and beyond. When have you been asked to go above and beyond? Phones all day have gone nuts. Julie's calling us. Julie, you had to go above and beyond?
I did. I used to have to clean my boss's mother's house when I was a florist in Townsville in my younger years.
You are a florist in Townsville, and the boss would say, off you go to my mum's house. No paid extras.
That's terrible.
No,
you're
no,
joking.
And did you get a pat in the back?
Oh, no. I never did it right. I was only 16.
Oh, that's terrible, Julie. You didn't get paid extra? He didn't like...
Mm. No, nothing. Not even a thank you.
Did he send you flowers?
No, we never even got to take the home at all.
How did you work out the courage to finally leave?
I left and went to move to Sydney.
Okay.
Well, so
it'd be a bit hard to clean the house from there. What was your favourite flower in the flower shop?
Oh, the roses.
Jane loves carnations.
Yeah.
Nothing makes
I don't. I like peony roses. I like peonies.
They are beautiful.
Thank you,
they
Julie.
Hey, Julie,
beautiful.
We've got some great news for you. Our buddies at Virgin Australia have given you a free domestic economy flight return to anywhere in Australia.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Virgin.
After lockdown, I will be able to go and see my mummy in town.
There you go.
Thank you.
Go see your mum in Townsville.
Oh, that's amazing.
And clean your boss's mum's house while you're there. Hey, isn't that a good prize? Isn't that wonderful?
That is amazing.
Good on you, Virgin.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you, Virgin.
VirginAustralia.com.
Hey, Virgin,
you can book.
You're making people happy.
Yes.
You know, in these
times, just want happiness
lockdown,
now, don't
that
we?
That was a genuine...
Amazing.
Seriously.
For
good
you,
on
Jules,
you.
Well
good
done.
On you
I
for
know,
bringing
makes
a smile
me happy.
Back to people's life. Hey, before we go, we were going to do some stuff we can't get to.
We'll
get
to
it. It's been chockers, this show.
We want to play this SNL debate, which was on. Obviously, we all saw the debate, the rude interruptions from Donald Trump and the
real
Trump.
One.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to how SNL covered it.
Good evening. I'm your moderator, Chris Wallace, and I think I'm going to do a really, really good job tonight. Mr. Vice President and only Mr. Vice President. Would you consider adding additional justices to the Supreme Court?
They won't even answer
it. I just asked the question.
They won't even answer it. Just
here's the deal.
Can I respond to that, Chris?
Will you just shut up, man?
Mr. President, please let him speak. He let you speak, now let him speak.
But he's lying. I can't point out if he says a lie.
I said two words, you son of a no.
But Joe wears the biggest mask you've ever seen, and he's always standing like 200 feet away from people.
Look, man, I'm a nice guy, but if you give me any more guff tonight, I'll rip your face off like a mad chimp. I'll knock that thing off your head and burn it. Bury it in the pet cemetery where it came from. Stop it, Joe. Stop it. God, you can't lose your cool just because this joker's raising little monkey dust. The country's counting on you. And just stand here and look lucid.
The China virus has been very mean to me by being a hoax, and that statement will not come back to haunt me later this week.
Now, just imagine if science and karma could somehow team up.
There he is, the great Jim Carrey and Alec Baldwin, too, from Saturday Night Live. That's A+.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds, and you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
And you need Neds now more than ever. Bang, right in the sweet spot. We're in the middle of AFL finals, NRL finals.
That's true.
They're starting to wind into the Spring Cup. There'll be Cox Plates and Melbourne Cups
all
coming around
on
the corner before you know it. You need this and you need it now. It is the one absolutely essential item for you if you want to have fun and punt and be the life of the party over the next few months. Make no mistake.
This so is easy to use. You just download the app. That's true. Easy to operate. You just look. Even Mick Malloy will be able to deal with that.
I agree. And I'm an idiot. I'm a bona fide dum-dum when it comes to technology, and I can do it.
And especially with the Spring Racing Carnival coming up, that's going to be, we've got the NRL, AFL finals coming up. What about this? You can even put a bet on the 2020 Nobel Prize for Literature.
Donald Trump. Can I take Donald? For literature, you say?
Yes,
for literature. Then I want to take Chopper Reid.
Well done. Okay. What about
because
you can...
the most shoplifted books in Australian literary history.
Is that right?
They are. That's right. Hilarious. If you go in a bookshop, they're always behind the counter.
That's hilarious. You can also bet on The Block, who's won, The Block or The Bachelorette 2020 coming up.
Can you bet on Scotty Cam getting cranky?
Oh, don't worry. That's happening every week. See how diverse it is?
Yeah.
Can I bet on The Bachelor?
Yes, you can.
What type of bet?
The Bachelorette. The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette.
Who's going to win that? You can bet on pool.
That it'll end in a trifecta, the two girls and one.
Correct. The rate it's going.
I'm going to box up a trifecta on The Bachelorette.
Oh, bang.
Well, be careful how you say that. Sounds good to me.
All the IT nerds down at Neds are blushing as we speak.
Yeah, they sure are. You've got it all. You can go for it. It's so interesting. And then you know what, too? They keep in touch with you. They just want to make sure everything's going. So they'll drop a line to you and just say, you're good there. A very caring team there.
I love the gang down at Neds. They are making life simple for me so I can do what I do best, which is drink, party, be a good guy, and hoover up good bets.
That's true.
All right, Neds, T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. And this is Kennedy Malloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
On tomorrow's show, if we can't mention our huge interview.
What's probably I think it's the biggest interview. I know it's one of the biggest interviews I've ever done in my life.
Well, I've interviewed a lot of people. And you, as we know, you've interviewed John Bon Jovi.
I have.
We had some fun with that. What imagine if Jane's John Bon Jovi interview took place on a plane, like in first class? How would that sound?
Maybe something like this.
I've got the mirror veil, which I know you relate to.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Captain speaking.
It's going to be my second favourite rosé now because Hampton Water is going to be my first.
I can almost guarantee that you will Hampton Water.
Excellent.
First class.
Imagine,
imagine walking into first class for a start, but imagine you look next to you and it's John Bon Jovi. Yeah,
that is cool. Mile High Club written all over it. I'm telling you.
He's happily married as I am, so don't you be scurrilous. Yeah.
So we've got an interview that I think is even bigger than that.
Yeah.
I really do. I think...
You know what? It's hard for me to top John Bon Jovi.
No, I think it was that time you're in that restaurant with John Bon Jovi.
The restaurant with John?
Yeah, maybe you'll remember. What?
I went out of my way to say I am just witness to history because... You know, some will say, oh, you're going to turn off half your fan base, or you're going to cause such animosity.
Gosh, that's not how I reacted at all, if that makes you feel better.
Well, I hope so, then that means you took the time to listen to the lyric.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really flirty. It's a really fluid.
But what
about that time you were like,
what time?
You know, you had the fire and you like.
Oh, imagine a fire.
Yeah, yeah. A crackling fire.
Just you and JBJ. Yeah.
Stop it.
Your son Jesse, he's got the genes like you, you know, that he's just hilarious.
He came home with a concept.
Yeah.
And I drank rosé for many, many years, whether it was in the.
Well, snap.
The South of the Caribbean.
Stop it. Stop it.
Jade.
Oh, man.
Just.
Joined. Very... Oh, imagine how heavy he is this. As
you said, when I quizzed you on the interview, you said there was a certain ease.
There was something there.
I just felt comfortable, that's all.
Did you ever? All right.
Hey, Kate. Hey. We've got a huge. We're going to say it tomorrow. I don't care.
It's coming up tomorrow.
One of the biggest interviews we've ever done in our
huge
lives.
Huge announcement.
Triple M.
You don't want to miss it. Massive. That'll be tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.